very small guy himself. Reimer stands deep in the batter's box, close to the plate. First pitch is down low. One ball and no strikes to Kevin Reimer. The 1-0 pitch from Williams is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Everyone in this crowd is still here. Pretty large crowd. Haven't got the attendance figure yet, but it looks like in a couple of thousand range anyway. 2-0 pitch is down low. Three balls and no strikes to Reimer. Good attendance at all the ballparks that we've been to. There are those off nights during the middle of the week that don't get all that many fans, but overall it's been good. Fastball catches the outside corner, 3-1. Houston has stopped in the Spirit bullpen. Nobody over there except a couple of the clowns are playing around. 3-1 pitch is inside. He walked him. First walk issued by Roger Williams. He comes in the sixth inning with one out. Jim Allen, the third baseman, now will be the Redbirds batter. 0-1 officially. He hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run in the first inning. Allen's a left-handed hitter. There goes the runner. Swung on and fouled down the third baseline. They have a hit and run on. Reimer did his part. He was heading for second. Jim Allen did his part. Got the bat on the ball, but it was just fouled on the third baseline. One quick strike on Allen. No balls, one strike. It's Roger Williams from the stretch. He steps off the rubber now as Kevin Reimer goes back. I think maybe that hit and run's still on. Darcy Walker playing behind the runner, not holding him on, so Kevin gets an extra step down at first base. And once again, Williams steps off the back of the rubber. I guess that's what you do instead of throwing open first base when your first baseman decides to play back. You step off and take some more time up. The 0-1 pitch, there goes the runner, swung on, bouncer to first. Walker decides to take it to the bag at first. He looked down to second base maybe for a half a second, but he decided that Reimer had already made it down there. He took the sure out at first base. That's out number two. Unassisted to the first baseman, Walker. As Reimer moves down to second, he's in scoring position with two outs. In the bat will be Steve Klasker. Fly ball on the center field in the fourth. He's made the third out in both of the innings which he has batted. We'll see if he can do it again here. I'm sure the Spirit fans would like to see that. First pitch is outside. No, and it's the outside corner. D.B. Gutierrez says so, so we'll say strike one. Kevin Reimer on at second base, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning, we're not enough. 3-3. The 0-1 pitch to Glasker is swung on and fouled back to Roger Williams, quickly ahead, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Williams will have to bear down here. He'd like to get out of this inning with no damage done. He checks the runner. Here comes the 0-2. Just fine. Being away from the setup out there. Williams put the ball where he wanted to, but just wasn't over the plate. One ball and two strikes. Again, Hector sets up on the outside. Here comes the 1-2. This one misses down low. Two balls and two strikes on Glasker. They always say that walks come back to hunt. Well, Roger Williams has only walked one, and he's standing out on second base right now. Two balls and two strikes to Glasker. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and fouled out of play. Count remains even, 2-2. Carolina League Southern Division only 8 games to play. Tonight, the Peninsula White Sox are hosting the Prince William Pirates up in Peninsula. Combination of four straight wins or Peninsula losses will give them the title. 2-2 pitch is swung on it, fouled away. Glasser just got a piece of that one. As the Stewards were losing 2-2 to Kinston during their beginning of the week 3-game series, the White Sox were losing 2-3 to Durham. So thank you, Durham Bulls, helping us out a little bit. Hope Prince William can keep it up. I'm sure the Spirits would just as soon go out on winning notes instead. Bouncer down the first baseline foul as Glasgow remains alive, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Once again, a left-hander throwing down in the Spirits bullpen. As you see, his number right now. Frank Bell again, working up in the Spirits bullpen. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs here in the 6th inning. The Redbirds trying to break this 3-3 tie. They've got a runner on second base. 2-2 pitch from Williams. Swung on and missed. Got him. Strikeout number 4 for Roger Williams. It ends the 6th inning. No runs, no hits. They leave a man stranded on second base. 4 after 6th inning. The Spirits 3, the Redbirds 3. He enters the 7th inning of work after only going 2 innings. It is only start for the Redbirds this evening. Very good job of our manager, Mike Bucci. He's very, very happy with the way things are going for Ken Rogers tonight. On the other side of the coin, Roger Williams has also done a great job for the Spirits. He's gone the distance so far. Rogers only given up 3 runs on 5 hits. 2 of those runs came in the 1st inning. He's been pretty much invincible since then. He made 1 mistake in the 5th inning. Dan Weave had a leadoff triple in the 5th inning. He came around to score on a bounce out. And that tied the ball game up at 3-3. Top of the batting order, Brian House, Doug Spence, and Bob Hoffia. Trying to get things going off this lefty, Ken Rogers. Brian House is 1-for-3 tonight. He singled in the 3rd inning. He was cut down trying to steal 3rd base. He's also had a line drive short stop, and he struck out. Got to get this guy on base. Leading the league in stolen bases, you like to have him, especially with Doug DeCenzo coming up behind him. Doug's been hot with the bat, swinging him in. 1-1. Rogers has really been fooling some of these Spirit batters with his breaking ball. It's a lot slower than a lot of breaking balls that I've seen. Pitches outside, 2-1 to Brian House. Kelsey was second baseman of the year in Class A ball last year with Peoria. Top of the 3rd base is dropped by Jim Allen. He'll have to hurry. Not in time as Brian House beats it out. Error will be charged to the 3rd baseman, Jim Allen. Allen was playing in close to the bag because of House's speed. Hit right at him on a one hopper. Just popped out of the glove. And that kind of breaks the Spirit scene to get their speed demon on at 1st base. 37 stolen bases. He's been caught 9 times now after being caught stealing back in the 3rd inning. Brian House, he'll be looking to go, I'm sure. Doug DeCenzo is 1-for-2. Hit a solo home run back in the 5th. This time, though, he's trying to sacrifice. He goes foul. The play presented baseball, trying to get Brian House down to 2nd base. It's possible that DeCenzo is not an easy out, even if he lays one down to sacrifice. There's always a possibility of him reaching base. He's got the good speed. Doug's total shot in the 5th inning was his 3rd of the season. And at that point, put the Spirits ahead 3.